again now.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Happy Monday, everybody. Happy Monday, everybody. Wow. Before we get out of the gate here, I have a question for Mr. Spiewak.
Yeah.
Have you created something for when someone's generous in the comments to us? Like, that's top of mind. It's always the bottom line.
Mike, we're always ready, but I'm not going to play it unless someone donates.
So you have something new and fresh or a hybrid of the train whistle with something else in case we get a super chat,
Mike,
in
we
the
have
comments?
All levels of super chat.
So you have
notifiers.
Multiple different ones or just, my goodness, that's amazing. So you have like different tiers?
Yeah, and lots of tears were shed when I made them, but Josh approved of them, but we decided it was best that we surprise you when the super chats arrive.
Well, I put you on the spot because we didn't discuss that in the pre-show meeting.
Rob is
prepared. That's good. That's a very good taste in my mouth to start the week. I figured it. That's why I asked you. But I am coming off a lot of driving. A lack of
you love wife. To drive, though, and you don't often get the chance.
There is a $50 super chat from our friend Reese, ladies and gentlemen. Rob. Is that the top tier?
No.
Wow. Wow.
But
way
Reese,
to start the
you
week.
You got close. You got very close.
Can I hear that one for Reese again, please?
Absolutely. $50. Nobody holler.
Thank you, Reese. We appreciate it. See? We don't need to do anything, Josh. We just got our audio engineer over there who's putting stuff together.
No, he's prepared. Special. The challenge now is to go higher than Rob's prepared.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And I will tell you that with
Here's
all the driving.
Hint, Mike, there are five tiers.
Five tiers?
Yes.
Will you be sharing what tier Reese just was?
$50.
Well,
okay.
It matches your wallet.
It doesn't match my wallet.
if you dig through your wallet, Mike, you also have five tiers in there.
Yeah, exactly. Because I know you haven't used a $1 bill in years.
I used them over the weekend multiple times.
Casino?
No. Let me tell you about my phenomenal best weekend of one of the best weekends I've ever had in my life.
All right.
Sports weekend. It just the delights of the weekend were multifold.
I love hearing this. This is not typical for you on a Monday. This is a treat.
Yeah, it's you know, I live a. First of all, let me just make sure I check my my soundboard here. I just want to make sure it's working.
Sunflower seed.
There you go. Thank you. Thank
it's
you,
a favorite.
I appreciate that. I know I railed against the travel baseball and the clique that I am not in. Let me explain how it works. There are two tiers of travel.
So many tiers today.
There are the AAA kids who have been playing together for a very long time and are the elite level. And then there is tiered the AA. Mm-hmm. And that's my son's group. And they both play on alternating weekends. I don't know how the coaches do it because it's the same coaches that coach them both. And they one weekend it'll be a travel tournament with one team, and the next weekend a travel team with the other, and these coaches do all of them. So
is
I
there
mean,
any
busy.
Possibility that the coaches have twin lookalikes and they trade off?
No, absolutely not. But I've never been to the AAA one, so I don't. So my kid had his tournament over the weekend, and it makes you realize when you become dependent on somebody and how much arranging and getting my kid ready and preparations that I rely on from my wife. Now, she did all that. She just wasn't going to be there because she had a face washing convention over in Palm Beach, Florida.
Over in Palm Beach. Yes, sirree.
Josh, and just on a side note, right before I came in here, please to find the picture of Donald Trump in the golf cart driving on the green.
All right.
I mean, the most infirmed of infirmed golfers do not do that.
Does he sit down at night and try to figure out different ways to piss off different sections of America? Because you could be 100% for him, but a golf enthusiast, and you see him driving on a green, and you hate him right away. You hate him.
It's a very interesting picture. But getting back to the preparation. So she is leaving on Saturday night to drive over to West Palm. We are leaving on Friday night because I get a deal on a motel. I got a whole thing about motels that I will do later. But for now, I just want to tell you about the activities. We're driving up again to the Sarasota, Bradenton area of Florida. That is a little south of Tampa.
Which do you prefer, Sarasota or Bradenton?
I have not had the pleasure yet of experiencing baseball in Sarasota.
I see.
I have only had the experience of doing it in Bradenton.
I think Sarasota, they have a clown baseball, because isn't that where the circus is?
There are.
It is where the circus is.
Off the highway, you will see an occasional, like, the winter home of Ringling or something like, you know, Twitch, God rest his merry soul.
Yeah. It's the Elephant Sanctuary, I believe, is there also.
That's exciting. I will tell you, the Twitch hosted me when he was working for Ringling Brothers, and we went up and saw. They not only did the circus, they had monster truck shows and Disney on Ice.
All the Feldkrap is down there.
Yeah, they had all of it. And he gave us like the warehouses where they have all the costumes and all the props. And it was very cool.
One day I'll tell you about the home, because they were a client of mine many years ago.
The Felds?
The Felds.
Aren't they they still in McLean when you dealt with them?
They were. It's been long enough that I'm sure I can share about their home.
Well, I mean, no one goes to the circus anymore, so I sort of. But that house is legendary in McLean, Mike. It's like
Twitch spoke very highly of them.
It is. Boy. Let's say it is the only spot where I've had a dog attack me.
And Mike, the thing is that the dog was in costume.
We've got too much show to even manage today.
We have to save that for another show.
Okay.
Wow. You know what? Let's do that on the bonus show.
That's exciting.
I'll tell you all about the
home. Oh boy, you were just jamming content into the bonus show even on Monday. Getting back to the trip. So it's a drive up, get a good rate on a no-tell motel, and it's just me and my son. I pick him up from his golf practice, and all of his stuff's in the car, and we start making our way.
A name brand location that you went to, right? The motel?
I suppose. I don't know it. I didn't know it off the top of my head. But you've heard of it, I'm sure.
Would Reese's donation cover your rate?
No.
Okay.
I don't think anywhere I could get that rate.
You can get that rate if you go to the truck stop in Doswell, Virginia.
That rate, Reese's rate, no.
No, okay, good.
No, not up there. I don't know if they know that these tournaments come into town. I don't know what's going on.
They know.
But I will tell you this, that on the way up, picked him up at about 3:45. We're on the road at about 4 p.m. Not what I would call an optimal time to be driving on an interstate. And so when we got into the greater Tampa area, there was, let me see, I timed it. Yes, it was a four-day traffic jam.
Wow, that's a long time.
Let me just say,
just
when you
made
go
it back
through
the show,
barely.
The fabulous Waze app that I think Oscar Santana hipped us all to a million years ago, and then I've been a religious user of it ever since. And the cool thing, you know, Waze does a lot of, they're constantly improving their app. And so, you know, the thing I like now is they give you a little box as to how long you will be in bumper-to-bumper traffic,
right?
How long it's going to be. And so this says 19 minutes,
your Waze settings, do you play the voice or do you turn the voice off?
I have the voice.
It drives me crazy. I have to have it without the voice.
Do you have a celebrity voice?
No. Can you get a celebrity voice?
Oh, yeah.
I think so. I don't use that app, but I'm
pretty
sure.
I'll get Morgan Freeman, you know? In 1 mile, prepare to turn right. In 2 miles, railroad track. Watch out for the railroad tracks. Anyway,
voice, Mike, was Broderick Crawford.
Be careful coming up here. You got a stop sign. You got a stop sign. Take a left, then a right, then a right, then a left.
You never disappoint.
Broderick Crawford. That's where I go right in. That's where I go full olden days with Rob.
Oh, but when it's we're so talking great.
About Broderick Crawford. There we go. Yeah, take it right by the Academy Sports. Go into the Target parking lot.
Go past the nail salon. Highway Patrol.
I know where you want to go. You want to go past the nail salon, but I'm going to tell you no. I'm going to tell you no. You want to take a right-hand turn here? Not there. Come on. What are you, an idiot? Yeah, you mug.
You stupid mug.
You stupid mug. So it's a long way up there, and lots of traffic. And then the Waze thing that says 19 minutes says it was 5 minutes left in traffic for about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It just kept. And then the frustrating thing for any highway drivers around the country that listen to us, you know what I'm talking about. You get through the jam, and you're like, where's the construction? Where's the accident?
Where's anything?
Where's anything? Where's the cleanup? And it just stops. There's nothing. There is one of those highway assistance trucks on the side. And outside of that, nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing. So it's just.
Could the people have been slowing down to look at the truck? Are trucks exciting down there?
God, I hope not. But anything's possible. But we get up there. And it was a good thing with that traffic, I thought, that we got there a night early. Some of the parents, you've got a chance of it being anywhere from about 1 hour and 20 minutes to a little under 3 hours. That's your range.
Yeah.
And that's why I didn't want to do it and get up at 4 a.m. on Saturday.
And it's not good for the player either, you know? You don't want him wore out and cranky when he gets to the ballpark.
But the parents with experience do it because I think they get a little tired of, excuse me, the ka-ching, ka-ching.
Sure.
That, you know, and I will too. I can't do that every other weekend. I can't do two nights in a motel. Mm-hmm. It costs us money. You know, everybody's talked about the expenditure of funds for travel baseball. Well, it's very, very true. And we're not like some of these teams that travel all over the East Coast.
No.
We, you know, we're just going up the road, you know?
Do you have any of the parents where they have purchased a RV for travel baseball? So that they just drive to the games. I've had a few of those.
There was an RV pulling into the complex yesterday morning.
Did you get the feeling that that was a mode of transport or a primary residence?
You know what? I have no idea. I saw them from a distance.
Yeah, okay.
And but you know, a lot of these little crumb crunchers are coming up in the morning, and they're tired.
Sure.
But they're little kids, so by the time they get there, they're ready to go. It's the afternoon games that can be compose a little bit of a challenge.
Yeah, dragging cranky little kids, yeah.
So we get up there, and it's game number one in the morning, on Saturday morning, and we know at this point we're going to play an 8 a.m. game. We have to be at the field at 7 a.m. It's still dark when we get to the game.
That's...
And it's just, you know, it's, first of all, you either love it or you don't, in my opinion. I love it. I love it. I love the whole experience of it. I love being part of it. I love being there with him. I love the kids, especially. The kids are just, you know, wonderful. They really are. They're fun kids to be around. And they're just, they're all, you know, they're all little guys. They're just running around and they're being little guys.
I'm not going to put you in a corner here, but I have to know, are all the kids great?
We do not, on this particular team, there is not a troublesome lad amongst them. There is not a troublesome lad amongst them.
Pardon the expression, Josh. That is a blessing. That very rarely happens.
I think most managers...
It's travel baseball versus rec.
Josh will tell you that... Josh, I think 90% of the time the kids are never the problem. The adults
100%.
Are the problem.
I told you, when you go to the draft room with all the coaches, there's a little bit of talk about the kids' skills. It's a lot of talk about, do I want to deal with those parents?
That's how significant it can be.
If there's a mark on a kid's name in the draft book, it's because of the parents, not because of the kid.
That's funny.
It should be pointed out that the next tier up that's the clique. That's the impenetrable circle of kids that have been together a long time. I am not you know, I'm not part of that. I'm fine because they're a separate entity, but we all practice together and then the games are separate. So this is the AA kids and the parents there. I am adopted by a family that lets me use their shade, and the Spanish language is flying a mile a minute, and I am cracking them up because I've told my buddy, Sebastian's dad, that I want to use the language. And it's really a way of having fun, but also asking permission, because it could be construed as something disrespectful, and I don't want to do that.
Before you set their culture back 20 years, I have to ask, the the shade, how do they provide shade? Do they have an awning?
With a little tent.
Oh, they put it up there.
They're each holding an umbrella for Mike.
That's what I suspected.
It's a lot of parents bring tents. Okay. A lot of parents bring all sorts of stuff, but tents, fans, and stuff.
Oh, they got a lot of stuff.
Oh, they got a lot of stuff. And I'm having a blast because I said to the dad, I said, I want to learn some of these Spanish expressions. It's just, you know, Rob, were you with us when years ago we went to the baseball, World Baseball Classic game at JetBlue Park where they had the Dominican team?
Yes.
Or was that? And, yeah. And they were the joy of baseball. There's nothing that compares.
That
might
be the best.
Delight.
I mean, I've been to maybe 2 dozen baseball games my whole life. But one night was so great. It is remarkably fun. And
we've got a lot of Spanish-speaking parents on the kid. Our coach is Spanish-speaking. And it is just, I've never wanted to speak a language more in my life than because it's like, eso, papi, hace, buen papi. I'm loving it. And so I said, eso?
I'm glad you don't have like an ambivalent French coach.
Oh, bonjour. What does eso mean? He's like, it's like, way to go, way to go. Good job. All right. It's that kind of expression.
Okay.
So I said, oh, I know that one. So like at the next pitch.
They say immersion's the best way to learn.
Yeah, absolutely. Being around it. Next pitch comes in and I go, eso. And I look over at these two women who are laughing so hard at me when I'm doing this, you know, and I'm like, eso, what did I do wrong? And they're just cracking up.
Did
so
you think like the guy told you that that eso meant, you know, way to go, but it really means small penis?
It was great.
Yeah,
it was great. And what happened on, let's see, in the morning? I get them confused because I'm so tired after the weekend.
Sure.
As far as which one. The morning game was the game that we won. Yeah, that was the one. So we're playing a team of kids. Don't ask me where they're from, what the names, because there are a million combinations.
Sure.
There are the Hitmen. There are
hey, man.
There's the Sandlot. There are the Stingers. There's the Florida Burn. There is the it's team at we're turn two. That's the name of our like turning two with a double play. Yes, sir.
I see.
Yeah. That morning game was Florida Burn.
It was Florida Burn and it was a bit of a slog. First thing we notice is these boys are, it seems like every little league thing I've ever been to, the other team shows up and they look like they ought to be pulling in their own pickup truck, smoking a cigarette, because they look like they're 40 years old.
Of course.
And they are some redwoods. They are some big, big boys. But it turns out the big kid that was pitching, he was pitching in such a, was it fast? Probably faster than normal, but not so fast that it wasn't, you know, hittable. Mm-hmm. And they go up with a big lead. They get do you have the box score there? Is that what, do you know what did they go up, what did they lead by at one point?
Let me pull up the box score.
It's lucky that Josh actually,
they got 6 runs at one point.
Josh drove to the game and actually sat in the crowd with his notebook to make the box score.
They have very detailed, like box scores. Yeah. The stats are kept on these games. And sometimes video is too. Unfortunately, I don't believe there was video of this game, and I'll tell you why in a second.
Okay.
Florida Burn scored 2 runs in the first inning.
Okay.
Then they scored 4 runs in the third inning to go up 6-0.
Right,
Then in the third inning, you guys scored two runs.
Okay.
So it was, then at this moment, it was 6-2.
Okay.
Okay. And then they, at one point, it got, they got another run and got 6-3, I think, right? Did they?
Let's see. Yes.
Okay, so yes, it's 6-3.
So it became 6-3.
6-3, and that's where we pick up the inning. Do you know what inning we were in when it was 6-3 by any chance?
This
is great having this information. Makes my story fun.
It was the fourth. Everything happened in the fourth inning.
It was the fourth inning.
Fourth inning. They play 5-inning games. That's
oh,
how
not
long
a full
these
game.
Games are. Not a full 9-inning game for this age group. The once again, file this under things my kid has achieved that I was never able to achieve. The grade point average, the math skills, it keeps on coming. Now my kid has developed a bit of a hitting ability. He is one of, if not, you know, the best hitter for average on the team right now. And it's just, you know, these are things I remember Little League being a lot of coaches trying to modify my swing, trying to get me to make contact, and then ultimately getting cut from my varsity baseball team, which was the most devastating
that
moment of my high school. It was not stellar.
Leading up to that, did any of the coaches suggest different footwear? Like perhaps corrective?
Corrective.
Yeah.
Run, Forrest, run! So I'm going to tell you, the idea of watching him, I don't care what he does. It's cool being there. Now, are there times when they'll all be a little lethargic and sleepwalking? Yeah, that happened too. It happens with this age group. So it is 6-3. And my kid got moved up in the lineup. Probably didn't get moved up in the lineup for the first game. Batting seventh, so he's at the bottom end of the lineup. And there are two people on, and my kid, I have it in the car. I should have brought it in here. My kid does something I never did at any level of baseball, Little League or whatever. He actually hit a home run over the fence. And I am telling you,
wow,
it was the greatest moment of a father's life to watch their kid do that. He milked it. That little crumb cruncher milked it for all it was worth. he was rocking sidestep with his arms like this.
But only imagine the smile on his face.
He hits a three-run, game-tying home run for his turn two team, and they went on to win the game. And it was...
He's a hero.
It was the best. I've never experienced anything like it in all the years I've been watching him do stuff. And I am telling you, it's something I could never do in Little League. And it was the best.
At that level, do they like give him the game ball? Because
no,
he was the hero
no.
or anything
the
like
game's
that?
Not, this is the middle of the game, really. Not the middle of the game, but it's towards the end of the game. Still got to win the game. But one of the dads out there, I don't know the drill. I don't know, you go out there and you try to retrieve the baseball.
Yeah.
They gave me the baseball, his first home run that he hit out. Waiting for mom to come home tonight. She gets home at about 8:00 tonight, and I'm going to have her do the writing on it to put
the
facts
and
figures.
Make sure he signs it. That'll make it more valuable when you sell it. Get a certificate of authenticity.
When I sell it for food.
We're selling your ball.
Did you yell when it hit, or did you just stand there in silence?
I high-fived everybody around me. I was.
Did you yell
"Oh my God! Oh my God!" I might have. I don't know. I don't know. I think "SO" might have come later in the day.
Okay.
It was. I mean, but then this is where I'm such a rube.
Yes.
I call Carla, and I go. This is after the game was over.
Right.
And we had about a 2-hour wait for the next game. I go off to a quiet area of the complex, and I call Carla, and I get all verklempt. because, man, look, it is not lost on me that I am older than 99.9% of fathers out there. I get it. This is special, rarefied time for me. I never dreamed that I'd be able to participate this much in one of my kids' lives, which I've been able to do it with my daughters more. I wasn't. I still have a great relationship with them. I love Catherine. I love Elizabeth.
Never hit a home run, either of them, though.
To have a son, Catherine might have. She played Little League. Catherine played a little Little League. Wait, when she was little
bitty. I stand corrected.
But man, oh man, it's just, it's hard to describe it. It's hard to describe how fun it is, and it made our weekend, that along with, the weekend was an amazing sports weekend. Red Sox clinching a playoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
Giants winning their first game.
Oh yeah, Mike, about the Giants.
Yes.
We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going just to Jackson.
Just because of the choice of songs?
Well, no, just
because of the choice of songs, I have to let it play.
Look out, Jackson Town.
Oh,
it's Jackson, New York, no, Jackson Town.
That's a crappy lyric. Hold on. I got to get my ordinance up. When they said, look out, Jackson Town.
Oh, okay. No. You're gonna, well, no. I'll play it again, no, and you can lazy. Blow them up.
That's lazy. I'll tell you the lyric.
We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to
and
Jackson.
By the way, that's not a Johnny Cash impression either.
No,
it's
that's
kind of a na-na-na.
Well, it's Lee Hazelwood, who produced all the music for Nancy Sinatra.
Jackson Town.
Goodbye, Lee.
Jackson died.
Jackson Town means they're not a fan. They don't know.
Yeah,
they're not
exactly.
A Giants fan.
They're just like a... jacking it up there.
Well, so, that's a Mike. That's a record from 1966. It's not about Jackson.
Oh, it's not a. It's not a cover.
No. It's a real song.
Well, I thought that's not the real. That's not the original.
That's
song.
Not Johnny Cash, but that is Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood, which did.
Dark. Why did you pick that one?
I thought it was more comical than Johnny Cash.
Oh, but it's the Johnny Cash one is so cool. Do you have the Johnny Cash one?
Chances are I do. Let me see.
Josh, you've been around this. There's something. It's just the best, right? I mean, there's a reason why so many parents get involved in this. You coached for 25 years. I mean, my God, fantastic.
We talked last week about baseball and father and sons is the best thing ever.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. that how much that sport relates. And that's the prime example.
Yeah. Yep. It was
I never
special.
Did that in Little League. Mm-hmm. I have done that as an adult. I'm playing on the team with my dad and my brother. And there was no celebration. It was trash talking because I got the hit, not them. And that's just my family is super competitive.
Well, and as the crumb crunchers get older, the more the trash talk comes into play. By the way, it's already started in earnest.
Oh, I'm sorry. It has a spoken word intro.
Okay. This is Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash featured in the movie.
Mm-hmm. I like to watch you talk.
What was the movie with Reese Witherspoon? What was that called, that movie about Johnny Cash?
Walk the Line.
Walk the Line.
Yeah, yep. Walk the Line.
Oh. We got married in a fever.
This is their love song to each other, right? This was their smash hit.
Jackson.
You know what? I don't know who said it. It was a stand-up that was talking about, I think it's that Australian comedian, was talking about how overrated Johnny Cash is. And it is funny when he does that because it's like, Johnny Cash, come on now. You know?
I can see people from another country not getting Johnny Cash.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah.
It's an acquired taste to a degree. So that was it. It was, I can't tell you how, in between that night, we went out and got ourselves a nice little din-din, fast food din-din. We didn't sit down anywhere. And then the night, Saturday night, we're bopping around and we go into the golf store and he wants to use the simulator. And it was just sports. And it's indescribable how much fun it was. And then they got eliminated yesterday in the second game. They won in the morning on Sunday, and then we came back and got eliminated in the noon game, they would have stayed. That's a lot of baseball. Five games, a lot of baseball. And maybe what? Josh, how many do they play in those terms? Can they play six games if it's possible? If they go to a champion?
I think it's five.
I think five is the most they can play. The kids played four, improved on their last performance, but man, that's a long time. And then, you know, your boy was tired at the end of that weekend.
I almost went to a golf simulator this weekend. I was going to go to yell at Rory. I was going to simulate screaming at Rory McIlroy.
And he was going to turn and tell you to F off?
Exactly.
Shut the F up.
Shut the F up.
Now, speaking of golf, I do have the photo here of Donald Trump
playing golf before he puts that up. Before you put that up, for anyone who plays golf like I do, for any regular, purist, traditionalist, anytime you go to these happy valleys, there are older people.
Sure.
They have flags on their cart. These people, some of these people have trouble literally getting out of the cart and getting back into it, but they still manage to play golf.
Confederate flags?
And they know
yeah.
not to do this.
Of course.
Not to drive. Let's take a look at Donald Trump's golf cart right here as he's watching. There he is. There he is with the golf cart on the green. Yes, does he own
now,
it? Yeah, he owns it. But
now, to be fair, it's also cropped. There's another golf cart behind him, so it could be like a Secret Service requirement or something.
What, to be on the green?
I don't know, but the golf cart. There's another golf cart there.
I'm not trying to defend him because it's wrong.
He's probably leading the way, and that is his Secret Service contention.
We're going to need to move the president's cart to the green.
Just on the green, my God. But he owns it, right? So he can do whatever he wants, right? He can drive across it.
He's the one paying to get it fixed.
Is he?
I mean, it's his golf course.
And that's his granddaughter, Kai, who's a very, very good golfer. So other than that, you all know that the Red Sox are in the playoffs. They're going to be playing the Yankees in the wild card round.
Were you a little nervous on Friday when Thursday night they blew it?
Oh,
and then we rolled out the bonus show with you.
I forgot about the bonus. Yeah.
I mean,
with your bold predictions.
Thankfully, they took care of it Friday night. But
they did. But you could easily be the Mets and that fan base, just a total collapse. And they are, calling for the head of the GM and the manager and everybody else.
To Alan Wentzel, who said on his Facebook page, he said, "Congratulations to the Mets for a great season. I'm pouring champagne in your honor." And it was one of those little water bottles.
I will say that it wouldn't be me if I was just all gush, gush, gush.
Because
you know my motto, don't get happy.
Precisely.
And by the way, their second game yesterday, they sleepwalked through the whole damn thing, including my kid. Yeah, they were gassed. They're tired. They're tired. They just
did someone forget the orange wedges?
The other team wasn't tired.
Oh.
But anyway, but who cares? It was a beautiful weekend, and we had a great drive back watching the. He had the Giants on the phone, and I'm listening to the audio as I'm driving back home, and they won. But the modern, I have some very, very strong thoughts on the modern motel, which now I'm becoming quite skilled at staying in these places.
Sure.
And your average run-of-the-mill modern, and my son said, "Dad, it's not a motel. It's a high rise." I said, "Yeah, but it's still a motel.
Yeah,
it's really a motel." And there's nothing I can tell you about the Country Inn and Suites that
I have heard of them.
Oh, I stay there often. That's one of my go-tos when I travel.
Yeah, it's just fine.
It is,
but that's all it is. All right, it's just fine.
Big bowl of okay.
It's a gigantic effing bowl of okay, and with what you're paying. It's just, what is that music? Are you Psycho?
Yeah, this is when Marion first gets to her hotel room at Bates, or motel room at the Bates Motel.
Well, even that motel had some quiet, quaint, old world charm, Rob. These papier-mâché,
yes,
put them up overnight off the highway, They're just
big signs and big value. You see that sign on the highway?
There is not value.
I know.
I'm paying over. I'm paying. I get a rate, and I'm paying $115 a night for these.
Yeah. That's
and
not
I'm,
good.
You're violated. I'm talking about the rate, and you know, it's not all new. In fact, the one we're in. looked like it was new except for the motel doors. It was like they got a rate on those little card scanners.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, don't the modern ones now, you just put your card up against the little panel and you don't have to
go
have intercourse with it, right, in the slot? Because everything looked new in this particular motel except for the doors. And then the doors were like, but that's not the real problem.
I think hotels... general across the country gave up during the pandemic.
Where it's
now they
just,
do nothing.
There's nothing.
There's valid. Nothing.
There is a bed. There is to call it IKEA furniture would be slandering IKEA, in my humble opinion. And does it have everything you need? It has the bare essentials.
Coffee machine.
The bare
little crappy coffee machine.
Little microwave.
Yep. Yeah.
Little empty, beautiful, empty refrigerator. That's fine, too. We were right across from the vending. You know?
That decorative piece of fabric so your luggage doesn't get the bed dirty.
Yeah.
A 3-inch wide door with a closet behind it with wooden hangers.
I'm sorry, Mike, that you didn't have anything in the fridge. You're accustomed, I know, to checking in and getting a fruit basket.
Yes, I am. Yes, the son of your days, right. Rob.
I remember.
I forgot to send that rider along.
Thank you for staying with us.
Here's your basket of muffins, Mr.
Enjoy
O'Mara.
Enjoy your complimentary Chardonnay. So it was fine. It was fine.
Two things. How was the mattress? How was the water pressure?
Mattress, 7. Good solid 7.
That's good.
Water pressure in the last tournament was a 10.
Great.
Water pressure in this was a 4. It was not, you know when you take the little shower head that's got the settings on it?
Yeah.
And you're desperately trying to find
something that works.
Single stream that has pressure. This did not. We were on the bottom floor too. We were on the floor 1, which with the kid and hauling stuff is fine, is okay with me.
Yeah, but you really set yourself up for robbery on the first floor.
Right.
People come in your thin window.
And you know what? And just at a certain point when you, and I'd say we went out and in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe 9 times throughout the course of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we did not go into that hotel room once without the cross between Wilfred Brimley and Billy Bob Thornton hooving on his Marlboro out in front of the motel. And I don't know why. I had nothing to do with him. Didn't have any conversation with him. I don't know why he pissed me off, but he pissed me off. It's like, oh, God.
Can you believe that smoking, I mean, not that long ago, it was acceptable
everywhere.
Some people
still like are doing a pack or two a day?
Yes, and in places that affect other people. It's disgusting.
Right.
Really
right.
Bad.
So that's the negative was, you know, the modern motel that I just feel the value, it would be a value if it was like a little under $50. Then it would be a value.
Yeah.
At the price point, it's not. And the other thing where my kid was excited to go, another one, Rob, for years you've talked about Panda Express bitches.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a fast food Chinese place that they used to have at King's Dominion. They've replaced it now with The Grill.
But it's
on Main Street there. Yeah,
what would be? Would you know? You're a suburban. You probably know the answer to this. You're both suburban guys. You know this. The main competition for Panda Express. They're two major national chain Chinese restaurants.
I would thought the competition would be that big pet store that you go to.
For fast food because
it's
Panda
Chinese,
Express is fast food. So it's Chinese fast food.
It's Chinese
so
fast
it's,
food.
So it would be Payway.
Payway. All right, my kid gets all excited. Now,
we have a Payway in Leesburg. I don't know what it is.
Payway is a Chinese chain.
It was a spinoff of P.F. Chang's.
And Payway, So my kid's like, oh, Dad, the orange chicken, the orange chicken. Let me tell you something.
Panda Express invented orange chicken, I'm told.
Right. Yeah. If you have chunks of breaded something that resemble the size of a button-down shirt button. Because I got lo mein, which was literally a big bowl of okay.
Yeah.
Which was just like, didn't have the right flavor, didn't oversauced.
Of course.
With sweetness, which is what they put in there. And then I looked at my kids' famous orange. And by the way, they got pictures of orange chicken with these big,
beautiful,
breaded chunks of chicken next to the red. That is absolute
white meat,
BS.
Juicy chicken.
That was terrible.
Delightfully fried terrible. And kissed by our beautiful light citrus sauce.
And it took 35 minutes to get it because everybody was eating in Sarasota at the Payway.
Well, they love it. They know how to eat.
But it didn't take away from that home run ball, baby. Yeah. Home run ball. Yes, sirree. Absolutely, man. It was fantastic. Hit the music, Slim.
I have to ask one thing, though, Mike.
Yes,
when you went
right
to your Payway, did they serve the food on chinettes?
Oh, yes. Yes. Delightful cardboard.
Thank you.
Yummy, yummy love in my tummy. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. We all make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this football season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. It's also a lot of fun. Sports are better when you're invested. For example, you can root for Saquon Barkley to have more or less than one rushing TD, or Joe Burrow with more or less than 2.5 passing TDs. Fun. I love it. And just like Charlie Sheen, I'm winning. Prize Picks is the only app that offers stacks, meaning you can pick the same player up to three times in the same lineup. So if you want to pick more on Josh Allen's pass yards, rush yards, and touchdowns, you can pick all of them in the same lineup, only on Prize Picks. You can even follow other Prize Picks players directly on the app and copy their lineups in one click, whether it's a friend, a celebrity partner, or just someone whose picks you like. Hit the follow button and check out every lineup they create in the new feed tab on Prize Picks. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code TMOS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code TMOS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. As the weather cools down and we spend more evenings indoors, your home should feel like a sanctuary. Avocado helps you create a natural oasis with organic mattresses, cozy pillows, soft bedding, and thoughtfully designed furniture. Avocado products are carefully constructed with premium materials that are better for you and the planet. Certified organic mattresses, pillows, bedding, and sustainably sourced wood furniture make it easy to transform your home into a restorative retreat. Avocado uses premium materials and expert craftsmanship, so their products are designed to last. They deliver lasting comfort and better value over time. Better materials and thoughtful design lead to better, deeper sleep. And quality rest impacts every part of your life. Invest in your comfort. Every product is thoughtfully made with the planet in mind, so you can feel good about the comfort and quality that you bring into your home. Plus, they offer easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase easy. Avocado, dream of better. It's better for you and better for the planet. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis. I got some news coming up, but first, nausea. Well, that's an interesting choice.
Stop it. Just be good.
Meet your arch enemy, Relief Band.
Yes.
It's the original anti-nausea wristband, clinically proven, drug-free, and doctor-recommended. It stops nausea from motion sickness, migraines, anxiety, hangovers, morning sickness, chemo, and more. Just strap it on. Adjust the intensity and feel relief kick in. Fast. With zero side effects, the new Premier Plus Relief Band model goes even further. With smart skin sensing technology, a built-in digital clock, and next-level nausea control. It sounds too good to be true, but trust me, it works. I love it. I have it. I use it. Going fishing with my kid. I love the thing. Relief Band, it is not magic. It is science.
Science.
Science. Hospital-developed, doctor-backed, life-changing. I'm ready to take up parasailing. Again.
Yeah.
Again.
I remember when you quit. It was a tragedy for the people and the parasailing industry.
You got me by surprise on that one. So if you want to cure your nausea problem fast, join the hundreds of thousands of people who are nausea-free with Relief Band.
There's Mike in the air.
Right now, there's an exclusive offer just for Mike O'Mara Show listeners. If you go to ReliefBand.com and use promo code TMOS, you'll receive 20% off plus free shipping. So head to ReliefBand.com and use our promo code TMOS for 20% off plus free shipping, everybody.
Yeah, buddy.
Spectacles on.
These are Mike's tidbits, ladies and gentlemen. These are little bits of news that Mike has collated and selected and curated for your enjoyment. So this will not only entertain, but prepare you for time around the water cooler.
Spectacles on. Sound Spectacles effect on. Checked. Yes, tidbits. Thank you. It's National Coffee Day. We sell coffee on this show.
We sure do, Mike.
Charlie's Choice. Well, yeah. Let me guess. Coffee has definitely been on your mind. No? Yes? Yes? No? No?
I had to make some for Carrie this morning.
Mostly because it's a Monday. It was very
Mike, can
much
I run
on my
our
mind.
Can I run this promo? We hadn't run this in a while.
Our story begins here with coffee.
Coffee time.
Mr. Dingle, do you have the coffee?
Coffee, yes. Yes, yes. Come in, coffee.
Coffee.
I'm going to need a coffee.
You want some coffee?
Could I have another cup of coffee, please?
He really enjoyed coffee, and then in the end, he was enjoyed as coffee.
Coffee kind of makes me nervous when I drink it.
If you Thank think you. Fresh Perk flavor just comes in a tin, you haven't tried
Charlie's Choice.
Crafted in small batches with notes of smooth caramel, heat cocoa, and sweet honey from St. Augustine, Florida, the coffee capital of the world.
For something new, you can brew.
Buy a bag or get a subscription through the store at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Start your day right with Charlie's Choice.
Okay. To the last Thank you.
Okay, that's the whole commercial. All right. Here are some coffee-themed stories and promotions making the rounds online.
Love it.
There was a time when Seattle was the coffee capital of the U.S., but is it still? An annual report on the best coffee cities in America ranked 100 cities best on things like local coffee popularity, coffee roasters and shops, coffee spending and prices, and coffee culture. This year, Portland, Oregon. Portland, Oregon, number one, followed by Orlando, Long Beach, Miami, Seattle, Tampa, San Francisco, Austin, Oakland, and Pittsburgh. Laredo, Texas brings up the rear at number 100. Among large cities, Detroit was one of the worst at 97, Memphis 94, and Cleveland at number 88. 66% of Americans say they drink at least one cup daily, up nearly 7% from 2020. I would not be functional without my coffee today. Now, absolutely not.
As I've tried to wean myself off caffeine through the years, do you feel like a slave to coffee because of that? Because now if you were to not have your caffeine, you would have a bad headache. You'd be logy if you didn't have your coffee.
No, I enjoy it too much. I loved going to Scooter's Coffee up in Sarasota with the drive-through, where the guy was explaining to me that dark roast has actual less caffeine than medium roast.
I did not. I imagine that when they roast it longer, the caffeine burns out.
Do you know when I got that information? At 6:40 in the morning. That's when I got that info.
Now, was he actually there? Was Scooter there?
Yeah. It was Scooter. I was talking to.
Did you ask that question, or did you just look like you need more caffeine?
I said, which has more caffeine? I actually asked him. He said, dark roast or medium? I said, well, which has more caffeine? And he gave me a nice little, at dawn, this guy's talking to me about that. I love the guy. And so check him out up on Route 70 in Bradenton, Florida.
Scooter.
Scooter from Mobile. That's a guy used
Scooter.
To be on the show.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Let's see. 66% of Americans say they drink at least one cup daily. Specialty coffee is surging in popularity. 48% of adults say they're into specialty coffee. Coffee prices have been soaring. For National Coffee Day, a lot of places are offering free coffees. Let me tell you who they are. No. Other places have deals for coffee. And there are also places online where you can score coffee deals. Look it up online. You'll find it. This year, a study showed that coffee can boost your mood, even on Mondays. I'm in a great mood, maybe because of the great weekend, but I think it also helped with the coffee.
I think the best cup of coffee I've ever had is at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Really?
Yeah. It was Irish, but it was still very good. Oh,
there you go. Many, many years ago.
This was some time ago.
We can kind of say that now. Earlier this year, a study showed drinking caffeinated coffee daily is associated with a lower risk of death.
Mike.
Anyway,
Mike.
Number
Scooter's
seven.
On the phone.
Also, earlier this year, a study found coffee drinkers do live longer, but only if you stop drinking it by noon. Well, I do.
Okay.
It can even save you from sedentary issues. A recent study found sitting on your butt all day might kill you, but maybe not if you drink enough coffee. Coffee drinkers who sit all day are 24% less likely to die young. A lot of death in this, Rob. It's your kind of story.
Yeah.
Let's see. Number nine, would you give up coffee or mac and cheese? In a recent poll, 56% of people claim they'd be willing to give up coffee before giving up mac and cheese. No way. That's a weird comparison. Yeah, absolutely.
I love mac and cheese, though.
Had to be a fat guy, I would. Well, you don't drink coffee.
No.
So, you know.
But I put coffee in my mac and cheese.
And I.
You have a cup of mac and cheese every morning?
Every hot one, I put in a teaspoon of sugar.
This might upset you, Rob, but I do not like mac and cheese.
Not any?
Not really. I think it's a completely
they're all different,
nasty, overrated.
We had it last night. There's all different levels. There's the Kraft garbage one, you know, with the powder.
Yes.
Then you can step up to like a Velveeta that has like proper plastic cheese that you mix in it.
Right.
But then if you get someone that like makes a base bechamel sauce
right.
and cooks it with like cracker crumbs on top, that's outstanding.
Well, I picked some up yesterday at Trader Joe's.
Attaboy.
That has cheese and pepperonis in it.
Let me ask you a favor.
So that'll be my lunch today. Mm-hmm.
Josh?
Yes.
Would you do me a favor and go out now, leave the show for a second, and go get some coffee for us, please? Will you go make a coffee run? Can you do that for me now?
I'll be here by the end of the show.
Try to be back by the end of the show.
Thank you, Josh.
You know who drank the most coffee of anyone I ever knew was Big Daddy, my grandfather. He would drink about...
He's really going to get us coffee.
He is. And that's why it's going to take a while, because we're in different places. He would drink 12 to 14 cups a day, and the last word he spoke on this earth was, need sugar, when he had a cup of coffee on his
deathbed.
Did
he always put sugar in his coffee?
A lot of sugar, two big spoons. But that was so great. They said, what would he like? I said, well, how long since he's had a cup of coffee? And they said, well, since he's been here. And so they gave me like a sponge on a stick, like a sterile sponge.
Yeah.
And I made coffee, and you could put it in the sponge in and then put it on his lips, and he could have coffee. And the last words he said on this earth were, needs more sugar.
You bastard. You didn't make it sweet enough for his last coffee.
You know why? Because I love to toy with the infirm.
The last thing here, if you love coffee, explore what's out there. A blind taste test found 45% of us are drinking a roast we think we like when we actually prefer something else. For example, a third of people who say they like dark or medium roasts actually prefer one that's lighter you can drink.
Yeah. You know what that's like to me is when they told me that Guinness it's not as caloric as a regular beer.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't make sense, but it's true. Absolutely.
And it's, as they used to sell it, it's good for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Matt Damon.
Oh, Mike, wait.
Oh, there it is. That's the jingle.
Yeah.
Charlie's Choice. It's good to the last sip.
Thanks,
Charlie. Appreciate it. Matt Damon and his brother Kyle. I didn't realize his brother's name was Kyle. He made their dad's dying wish come true by spreading some of his ashes at Fenway Park. Their father passed away in 2017.
Father was Johnny, wasn't it?
Johnny Damon. That's good.
Thank you.
That's a good baseball pull.
Thank you.
On the third episode of the Believer Boston Red Sox docuseries, Matt says, quote, my dad was a pitcher, left-handed pitcher. I was like, do you want me to try to get them on the mound? And he's like, F no. He goes, put them in the seats. I never made it to the field. So when Kyle and his two sons went to watch the Red Sox compete in the 2018 World Series, he dumped a small thimble of the ashes, but not without consulting Matt first. Matt added, quote, I said, Kyle, man, it's Chris Sale against Clayton Kershaw. Great, great little battle there. It's the two best left-handed pitchers in the world at Fenway. I'm like, of course you got to do it. And it's you and you're with his grandsons. I know they have a thing about ashes, right, where you're not supposed. I'm sure a million people do that. There it is.
Mike, that's a $5 super chat from Josh Sroka for coffee.
Oh, thank you very much, Josh. Thank you very much.
And Mike,
this is
once again, this is the $5 cue. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just that. That's all.
Very simple. Mellow one. Yeah. By the way, if you're just tuning in, Rob Spiewak with our comments today. For all Super Chats, we had a major one for Reese a little earlier for a $50 Super Chat. There are different sound effects for each different Super Chat. So if you want to hear Rob's sounds, you know, drop a Super Chat on us, and you'll see what he's got up his sleeve for that. Let's see. So Matt was asked. He said, "You have my absolute blessing." So he dumped a little. And he
doesn't seem if it's literally a thimbleful, that doesn't seem like enough.
He said he thought it was illegal, but they got swept up with the peanuts. It's a good story. It's the Red Sox are a team like so many baseball teams of memory, and I love making memories with my own kid.
I've been thinking about the distribution of my ashes. I think I might just go ahead and put them in a pepper grinder.
Okay.
So that way, you know, if you just want a little bit here, you chook chook chook, and you that way you don't have to sprinkle, you know.
Yeah, yeah. How's the Caesar salad? Too much Rob.
Tastes like Rob.
Last night during Sunday Night Football, Bad Bunny was announced as the headliner for the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show, but he might not have been the first choice. Taylor Swift was allegedly in negotiations, but she turned it down because she didn't want to do it for free. An unnamed music executive says, quote, "She wasn't asking for favors. She was asking for respect. Taylor knows her worth. She knows the kind of ratings she brings, the global attention she commands. She wasn't about to hand that over for free." And I agree. I'm on
you
Team
what?
Swift. On
That's
that
one of the things that I agreed with that Colonel Tom Parker did with Elvis. He didn't do favors. He didn't do freebies. And
Super
what's
Bowl.
All this focus, Mike? I think we should focus on Good Bunny.
Yes, as opposed to Bad Bunny.
Well, the world is so negative right now.
We're Black Rabbit. I have a review of that, too.
Oh, okay.
Super Bowl 60 goes down February 8th at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. That's the home of the San Francisco 49ers, and I do not blame Taylor one
not
little
at all.
Bitty bit on that one. In a new survey, the average kid under the age of 18 is holding a phone 52% of the time when their parents are trying to have a conversation with them. Hi.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, me too.
Except when he's on the ballpark. It's not just a kid problem. The same parents say their partner is holding a phone 58% of the time they're trying to talk to them.
Yeah. Carrie can't watch TV without cruising something on her phone.
Yeah, the national addiction is totally taken
hold. It's horrible.
It is bad. It's a bad thing. 74% of parents report that they've had a device-free conversation within the past week. In order for me to have a device-free conversation in the walls of my home, I usually have to request it. I say, please put that down. I really do. That's the way it
goes. What if you went and just unplugged your router? We're going to talk now.
That is a good trick. I like that. Hey, I wanted to ask you something. And you know, they'd be just running around going,
double tap, 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 tap.
Oh, by the way, though, just as guilty. I'm not without guilt here. I'm not without guilt. My nose is in my computer all the time. Even when I'm watching TV, commercial breaks no longer exist for me. I'm in my computer. That's the way it goes.
I agree. And you know what really gets me? You know, Carrie will surf TikTok and all that. What I tend to do is when they go to break, I'll look up information about the show I'm watching or the actors that are
in
it.
Oh, I've done that. Yeah, I've done that a million times.
It's
absolutely.
I've become addicted to IMDb, the trivia thing under each production.
Everybody is in there doing our own little world, and it is really shrinking our universe. It is. Overall, 78% of parents are worried about spending less time in real conversations with their kids. Totally understandable with that one. It's always great to greet the week with something new to worry about. I do this a lot. I do it especially at night.
They do it a lot, Damone.
When I'm about to turn in. A new fear has been unlocked. Don't yawn too hard or it could kill you. A 36-year-old woman in England named Haley Black recently shared a story on TikTok of how big a big yawn with her almost ended her life. She was told... Well, she was about to feed her baby, not told anything. She was about to feed her baby when the kid yawned, and yawns are contagious. We all know that. So she yawned, too, while stretching and immediately felt a shock in her neck. It turned out that her yawn was so forceful, two vertebrae in her neck had shot forward into her spine. What?
God, she must have really been bored.
Her spinal cord got so compressed, she was paralyzed for a while. Doctors said there was a 50-50 chance she'd even survive, but thankfully she's still with us. But she just shared the story. It happened in 2016. She was in a wheelchair for months and had to learn how to walk again. She still has issues almost 10 years later, including serious nerve damage. Now, I don't know if that's specific to her or that we all have to worry when we go...
I'm not that thankful that she's still around. I think that there's a design flaw. If you can't yawn without breaking your neck, maybe you might want to take one for the team.
Might be time to thin the herd. That's just
this is why we never yawn on the show, or if we have to, we stifle it.
Yes.
Of course, yeah.
That's it. Stifle the lawn.
Stifle
it. Finally, the topicalfruit.com, great website, did another round of 10 things that happened 10 years ago this week.
I love this.
Let me look. I'm going to look at all these.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll give you the top five. Okay.
Okay. So this will be 2015, Mike.
Here we go. Number one, Trevor Noah debuted on The Daily Show. Not a fan.
No, I remember. I remember yawns across America when that happened.
Yeah, the ratings were decent, but not great. Slate.com called it a Jon Stewart impression with a glimpse of something new. He stayed on as host for 7 years. He left in 2022. Number two, caffeinated peanut butter. Did you ever hear of that? It was 10 years ago.
I kind of remember it.
Yeah, I don't think it went anywhere. A company called Steam came up with it, but I guess we didn't want it. Well, yeah, because we don't know anything about it. Number three, The Simpsons, I do remember this, revealed Smithers was gay.
I remember that. Yes.
His coming out episode didn't air till 2016, but executive producer Al Jean, is that the name? He announced it 10 years ago this week. Number four, Family Feud wasn't very family friendly. Parents criticized the show after a contestant's racy answer went viral. Steve Harvey had asked him to name the last thing you put your finger in. The guy said his wife. And the last one, number five, Honey Boo Boo released her debut single. Her song Moving Up wasn't great, obviously. And Alana Thompson's music career never took off. That's her name, Alana Thompson. Mm-hmm. She just turned 20 years old last month. She was in a car crash last week, too, but it sounds like she's okay. And then she got paralyzed by yawning.
No, that
didn't happen. I'm lying, of course.
You know, 10 years
really
ago
happen.
Is before Mama June got hot.
Mama June, yeah, and then got unhot again
An
hour later. We've got more show coming up, but first I want to tell you about Liquid IV. This program sponsored by Liquid IV. Listen. I'm going to be straight with you. Liquid IV is a part of my life. I'm drinking it right now. I drink it every day, more than once. Hydration is key, so take my advice. Ditch the glitch with zero sugar and zero crash from Liquid IV. Here's what you need. The new Liquid IV Energy Multiplier. I think I've got that here. This is a different flavor that I have. I haven't done dived into this one.
It's factory sealed, Mike.
What's the flavor? Flavor is strawberry kiwi. I have the blackberry lemonade that I am drinking in this here red cup. Mm-hmm. It's new Liquid IV Energy Multiplier with sugar-free hydrating energy. It's scientifically formulated to support physical energy, hydration, focus, mood, and social stamina. It's hydration and energy all in one, and it's made with electrolytes, vitamins, and natural caffeine for a jitter-free, sugar-free lift. It comes in two mouth-watering flavors, sugar-free energy strawberry kiwi and sugar-free energy blackberry lemonade, which I'm drinking this very morning. Plus, it features three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Ditch the glitch with zero sugar and zero crash from Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order with code TMOS at liquidiv.com. You know, a lot of people... Goodness, Chris W with a $99.99 super chat. Wow, play it again, Rob Spiewak.
We rounded up for him, but
wow, is that your sound effect for a $100 super chat, Rob Spiewak?
Wow. Thank you very much, Chris. We sure appreciate every little bit helps.
Do you think that's a boy Chris or a girl Chris?
I'm going to go with a boy Chris. But you know what I'm also going to go with? $100 gets you played three times, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely. Chris W. $100 super chat. God bless you, pal.
There you go. All right, now he says, hold on, let me see what he says.
Oh, he's a boy.
He's a boy.
Mike, you win.
It's a boy. Rob Spiewak.
Hi.
A lot of people, when I'm out and about, they all ask, they ask both of us the same questions about each other.
Sure.
And it normally goes something like this to Rob. Is Mike really a dick? And then people will come up to me and say, is Rob an a-hole? And, you know, we brush them off usually.
Yeah, of course.
But, Rob, you felt it necessary to come to the show today and ask the question yourself about yourself.
Exactly.
Which I found very, very interesting.
This is a trend that I'm sure you've seen on the social networks. A-I-T-A, am I the a-hole?
Yes.
And they post a story and you get the review. So I'm curious what you think of this.
Okay.
We had planned a few weeks ago on Saturday of this weekend to do something that you wouldn't expect, which is go to Busch Gardens Williamsburg, which is a different theme park. I hadn't been there in years. It's a beautiful park. I'm a big fan, but it's a little further.
LD, Rob Spiewak.
What's that?
Live dangerously.
Of course. But as we began to look at the forecast, we saw that it was calling for rain all day.
Okay.
Now, Robert was going to go, and Carrie and I were going to go, and Julia and her boyfriend were going to meet us there. But, you know, it just didn't seem right with the weather. And these were tickets we were going to actually have to pay for.
You require that, don't you? When Julia comes, she's got to bring her boyfriend, right?
Absolutely. So...
Pregnant pause.
Yeah, and let's not use that word. But,
No, God no.
But so we said, let's postpone it. And so Carrie's thinking of something else she can do. She says, you know, we can go down to Richmond and visit Julia and her boyfriend. I said, okay. She said, there's lots of activities. Look, we have miniature golf. There's a big estate sale. There's duck pin bowling. Which one would you like to do?
Ooh, estate sale. Was there an estate sale close by?
Mike, it was very cool. It was actually a sale for the Richmond Squirrels because they're building a new stadium. My friend Andy Hamm bought a block of seats, like the original stadium seats. I thought
like
that was
to put in his house or something like that?
Yeah,
very
pretty
cool.
Neat.
I like that. I like that a lot.
She said, any of those things you want to do? And I said, not really. I don't want to go down there and hang around. And, you know, bless her heart, I don't want to hang in Julia's small apartment with inadequate seating. I can visit with her over the phone. I can do all that stuff. But, you know, let's do what we do. And she said, okay, but I definitely laid my feelings known.
What one? What did you decide you were going to do?
I went to bed without addressing it, and I assumed that I'd get up and go. You know, I just thought, you know what, I'll take one for the team and I'll go. Well, Carrie did the most passive-aggressive thing one can
do. I'm sorry,
because
I wasn't paying attention. What was the final decision?
Well, the final decision was to just drive down and visit.
And just visit with her, and you were not exactly doing cartwheels about that.
That's 5 or 6 hours in a car, and it's the whole day spent, and not anything. You see, we were going to go to Busch Gardens and actually get a room that night so we could close the park down and not have to make the long drive back.
Mm-hmm.
But we did not. So I planned on getting up and begrudgingly going down and making the trip on that Saturday so, you know, Carrie didn't have to drive, any of that stuff. But Carrie did the most passive-aggressive thing that you can do is she set her alarm to get up before me and then left without me.
What? Now, hold on a second.
Yeah.
You expressed she was the one that thought it would be fun to go down and see the daughter.
Yeah,
right?
She thought it would be a good time to visit, sure.
And you expressed, I know you. You're kind of like me in that regard. You want to have the fun weekend. It's a weekend. You've worked hard all week. You want to have your fun weekend. You didn't think, I get it. The
and
driving
I also
just
don't think,
down.
And I don't think Julia would be that into seeing us. It's not like we're far away.
Yeah, but
it's
at
not
least
like
you, the guy, have the other guy to talk to, Julia's boyfriend.
That's true. Maybe I should have called you on Friday to discuss that.
Yeah.
But so I got up and I thought, oh, Well, Carrie's the parent that cares enough to visit our firstborn. I'm going to stay home and play with my TV antenna and maybe catch up on some episodes of Moonlighting. So when you
hold on, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
When you woke up,
yeah,
and you realized she had split.
Yep.
How did it make you feel?
To be perfectly honest, a little bit of relief.
Okay. So she did you a solid then.
Yeah, but I knew that when she got home, that remained to be seen. How would it be received that I didn't go?
If she decided to do that on her own and not let you know, she does not have the right to hold that over your head.
That's my thought too, but Mike, this is real life too.
It's real life. Yeah, the rules are not always
they don't necessarily apply.
Right.
But anyway, she had a lovely visit and she got home at like after midnight, after leaving at like 9 in the morning.
You would have been
I would have been not pleased. Right. Not pleased at all. They went to a great restaurant, but that can't take up a 12-hour drive or a 12-hour day. So she got to visit. Julia finally gave Carrie her Mother's Day present, which was nice. Nothing for her birthday, which just
Mother's
passed.
Day?
Yeah.
Mother's Day? How many months after Mother's Day was that?
We're probably closer to next Mother's Day than we are to this Mother's Day. But
can I ask you this question?
Be forgetful. Yeah. What?
So the whole time, minus the dinner, they're just hanging? Is that what it is?
I think so, yeah. Visiting,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's good.
And you know what? Maybe it's a mom thing. I don't know. Maybe she needs that one-on-one.
Mothers and daughters, baby.
Yeah, of course. Exactly.
Of course, mothers and daughters.
But I was wondering, by not prioritizing visiting my own daughter, am I an a-hole?
No.
Okay, good. Thank you.
No.
Good.
No, and I mean, you
apparently
you're
no hard feelings when she got back.
When's the last time you saw your daughter?
19. No. It was about 4 or 5 weeks ago. She came up for a dentist appointment.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You know, I mean, can I be honest with you? I mean, sure. I have my daughters from my previous marriage, and they are, of course, they are closer to their mother than they are to me. You know, I certainly know Elizabeth is, and I love Elizabeth. Talked to her over the weekend. Catherine dances to her own drummer. Catherine will talk to me for a half an hour, or I will not be able to reach her on the phone. That's the way it goes. But when you talk about mothers and daughters, that's why you would have been probably a little crispy after that.
And again, as I said, it did not escape me the fact that there's really no good place to sit in her apartment. She's got one European low couch.
Really?
Yeah. And it's not as low anymore because... Yeah, please. I will entertain a question.
The beau.
Yeah.
He's not a guy that would want a comfortable chair to sit in? Is he that kind of guy?
Maybe he's too busy doing things. He doesn't spend a lot of time at home. I don't know.
Now, what does that mean?
I mean, he's
translate.
He's very
don't be so passive aggressive yourself.
No,
what does that mean?
He's a very busy guy. He's doing his things. He's visiting his relatives. He just started law school.
Well, what's wrong with that? He sounds like you don't like him because he's an overachiever.
Maybe. And also, maybe
you
just
hate him because he's an overachiever.
No one is good enough for my daughter.
But that's spectacular. I would love my kids to get involved with an attorney.
I would love to see him graduate from law school.
What does that mean? Prying information out of you. Well,
he started law school, and I don't know that that's necessarily a means to celebrate, start something. I want to see something finished.
Are you concerned that this might be something that does not come to fruition?
Who knows?
What makes you think that?
It's based on the fact.
By the way, I love interviewing you like this because I never know where it's going to go.
I feel that when he left the employ of the of the Richmond Squirrels,
right? They've been together a long time, right? Over 5 years.
Who, Julia and him, or him and the Squirrels?
No, Julia and her beau.
I think 3 years. I think
three,
it's about 3 years.
Okay, 3 years. I thought it was.
But when he left the employ of the minor league baseball team, the Richmond Squirrels, he seemed to feel it was all the fault of the organization.
Okay.
And you know what? That's
a dead end job, though. That's not. I mean, how far can you go when you're a mascot?
Well, no, but I mean, he did other stuff too. He ran the PR department. And that can be billed to other teams, other clubs, other businesses. And you know, he's sort of a show busy guy. He likes that. I'm not sure that, you know, law is where he belongs. But who knows? I don't know him that well.
So obviously not.
I wish him all the best.
Have you made an effort to get to know him a little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
It was probably more enthusiastic to get to know him at the front of the relationship than
I know you were very excited that he was a mascot. You were out of your mind excited.
Well, it was very fun. It was very fun. And to get free tickets to a
you don't have to
game?
Answer this question if you don't want to.
All right.
What, I don't want to use that word.
Okay.
What, soured is not the word I want to, what changed? In the way you feel about him.
I think, and I'm going to paint with broad strokes here, a sense of entitlement and perhaps just not quite enough gratitude.
Got it. That's all. Okay. That's all you need to say to me.
Yeah,
I get that. You. I totally get that.
And now a word from one of our fine sponsors.
Thank you. We are moving right past that.
I did find out this weekend that he was, for one or two games, the mascot of the Richmond Spider.
What team is that?
Richmond University.
Oh, okay.
And U of R. And Mike, it's Webster, and that's the name of the spider. And it's W-E-B-S-T-U-R, University of Richmond. Webster. He said the head was very heavy.
He was the spider mascot?
Yes, he was. And he was not a student there. He was an outsider they brought in. A stringer, if you will.
A ringer.
That's even better.
Yeah. Don't be fooled by the last breaths of summer. The holidays are coming. Are you ready? Just imagine walking into every holiday party, feeling in control, looking great, and already down mass poundage. Sounds nice. No? Yes?
Yes. Yes. No. Yes. No. Yes.
Well, listen to what I have to say right now. DermGlow Skin has GLP-1/GIP on sale from now through October 3rd. There's not much time left. This is your chance to feel confident before the holidays hit. And don't forget, DermGlow Skin ships skincare fast nationwide. And we've got peptides for energy, skin tightening, focus, and more. Visit DermGlowSkin.com today, because feeling good and glowing is the best gift you can give yourself this season.
True.
Halloween right around the corner, and we want you to look great in your sexy icecapades costume with glittery skates. Be sweet.
Be very sweet.
Are you ready to change your body and your mindset? Let's go to DermGlowSkin.com. I'll see you there. And DermGlowSkin with a brand new location here in Fort Myers, Florida. They'll be telling you more about in the future. Very excited
about
that.
Can't wait. And walk-ins are welcome.
Yes, very. Not necessarily. Sorry.
I mean,
no.
They won't be treated, but they're not going to be treated rudely.
That is a negatory. all right, real quick, because I want to see some beautiful video today.
And I got it for you today, baby.
The Black Rabbit. I'm going to give it a thumbs up. I'm not going to hold you to it though. I mean, it's
I watched 40 minutes of the first episode with Robert. And it's good looking, and the acting and everything about the show is fine, but it didn't hook me on that first episode.
It meanders. It tends to meander a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I think it, for comparing it to other stuff that's out there, not a bad show from our friends at Netflix. Not bad at all.
Now,
all right?
I think we mentioned this before, but I'm going to bring it up again. Have you seen on Netflix the show called Billionaire's Bunker?
I have not. Is that a reality show?
No. And it is, I put it on when I was making dinner a few days ago. And I didn't realize until I was like 20 minutes into it, it's a Spanish show that's been dubbed. And normally the dubbing throws me off.
Right.
But if you're just listening to it, it sounded like normal dialogue. And what it is they've built a bunker deep underneath the world that billionaires have bought like space in, that they can go in case of nuclear war.
Yeah.
And they'll be safe down there. There is a great twist at the end of episode one that I'm going to reveal right
the
now.
The dubbing usually stops me in my tracks.
But Mike, this is pretty engaging. There's some good looking people in it. And Mike, here's the, I'm not, this is a full series of a season. So
what's the platform?
I believe it's Netflix.
Okay.
But right. Here is the spoiler for the end of the first episode. Turn it down if you don't want to hear it.
La, 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 la.
Okay. Once they've got all the billionaires down there, they make a fake nuclear war to fool them to stay in the bunker.
Oh.
And okay. It's a pretty dynamic show. I loved it.
All right. So
give it a look
go.
and squint
That's
if you have to.
Enthusiastic thumbs up for Billionaire's Bunker and kind of a thumbs down for
I think you gave it a medium.
Black Rabbits.
For one thing, you're hungry to be entertained, so you're going to probably rate it a little higher.
You know, I have found when it comes to Pulp Fiction novels and when it comes to, I call it Pulp Fiction TV.
Sure.
You know, we were raving about certain things that I have already forgotten the plot line to. You know what I mean? There's so much stuff I love the format of limited series, but limited series doesn't stay in my consciousness all the time.
I'll forget what episode I'm on a limited series. And I mean, like, for right now, what was the one about the wives in Texas? I can't think of the name of it, where there was a lot of sex in it.
Mean Girls or something like that.
But you remember.
I know what you're talking about. Killer Housewives or something like that.
Can't bring up the title. Can't bring up the plot. I can't. I enjoyed it while I watched it.
Naked housewives in Texas that try to kill people.
Yeah, something like that. But again,
shooting a girl in the middle of the woods. That's the name of the show.
We've each invested over 8 hours of our life
watching Killer Wives.
I think you might be right.
Yeah.
But, you know, the fact that we cannot come up with a title or anything, that shows to the surface level at which we're watching it. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of that stuff out there. What's the matter?
I'm just reading Bill Henry's comment to you.
Yeah, Bill Henry is very wise.
All right, hold on. Bill says, didn't Rob begin his career... in quotation marks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Why did he do it like that?
Well, I would
That's
do that to
snarky.
You. Well, you call this living? I mean, what? This is where I'm at?
Didn't Rob begin his career by calling into a talk show? Didn't his wife work in retail until she cried? Take it easy on this kid. What does that mean?
I guess Bill is taking the side of Julia's boyfriend.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. All right. All right. So what do you have to say to that? That's directed at you, not me.
Well, I mean, it's a very
Hunting Wives. That's the name of the show, Hunting Wives. Thank you, Toller Dog and Steven. We appreciate that.
It is a very thoughtful remark, and it makes me want to say, F you, Bill Henry.
Hey, go on that note. We do. Yeah. That's perfect. Now I get a chance to segue right into it. So that's that. Check it out, everybody.
Beautiful video coming up, by the way.
Beautiful video coming up. But first, I want to tell you this episode is powered by Incogni. And I don't think Josh is going to make it back with the coffee. Hopefully, he'll have it for us tomorrow.
I bet he didn't use Waze.
Your personal data's bodyguard. Here's the deal. Data brokers scoop up your info, names, addresses, even social security numbers, and sell it to whoever's paying. Scammers, spammers, creepy marketers, you name it. That's why your phone won't stop ringing.
Spammers, scammers, and I don't give a dammers. They're all out there.
Your inbox is a mess. Identity theft always lurking. Data breaches up 72% in 2023 from the previous year. Incogni fights back. They automatically wipe your data from over 230 brokers. Keep monitoring and push back when brokers resist, everybody. Be wary, I should say.
Please.
You want to stay off their list, period. With four flexible plans, you can do that with Incogni. Their protection always fits you and your family, and you're covered by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Bottom line, if your data's out there, you need Incogni. Use code TMOS at incogni.com/TMOS to get an exclusive 60% off an annual Incogni plan. Incogni.com/TMOS. That's INCOGNI.com/TMOS.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Cherry time.
Logo set. Love those drums. I don't know where the time went today, Mike.
I know. It was fine. We had a short break.
Do you want to hold off on tape of the Ryder Cup? Because I've got quite a bit of it, but I've got other stuff I can play you
too. Yeah, give us just a taste of it. Give us just... Okay. Do you have the Rory moment? Do you have the Rory moment?
Yeah, I have a couple Rory moments, I believe.
Well, the big one is when he said, shut the F up.
I think this is what we're looking for here.
That bunker's looking tasty.
Guys, shut the F up.
Oh. Yeah. Whoa! Oh, shut up. Oh, it's he's not allowed after
that? What happened to golf galleries that they can do that now?
The Ryder Cup in New York. That's what happened. And, yeah, I mean, it was just, hey, and by the way.
Use play?
We got summarily our asses handed to us also in the Ryder Cup. Give us a little more. I'd like to see a little bit. We didn't talk about it enough, in my
opinion. Let's see. I have, here's, they started to do a, try to do a cheer for Scottie Scheffler. Okay. And I will say this, the crowd is not exactly falling in line to what they wanted.
Slow down. You guys all took Adderall this morning. Slow down. Here we go. One, two, clap. One, two, clap.
What is going on? Oh.
Here comes the lyrics.
Oh, my God.
Wait, it gets more cringy.
All right, hold on. I'm going to let the forefathers try to do this.
All right, we're going to try this one more time. I didn't
thank God. Is this like the opening ceremonies or something?
Yeah. I'm just glad Bubba the Love Sponge was able to make it there.
You know, the whole thing was kind of a giant meh. I didn't read a lot about it, to be honest with you. I watched enough of it to know the competition's great, but you've got a lot of guys that were pretty obnoxious when it comes to even. I know that Justin Thomas gets a little credit for playing traffic cop during the Ryder Cup and calming the galleries down that were attacking Rory. Mm-hmm. But anytime anybody's out there and does "I can't hear you" to get to goose the crowd,
I hate it.
I'm not digging it. Yeah. I didn't even know what the final was. I watched enough of it to enjoy the golf, but anything else of note in your collection of stuff?
Not particularly. Just a really angry, loud New York crowd and all of that. I watched enough of it to know that NBC still has beautiful high def. The broadcast looked great.
Absolutely
but
beautiful.
It was just.
The golf course is amazing. I'd love to play it someday.
Where was it? What course?
Bethpage Black in New York. One of the great public courses of the United States.
Mike, do you remember when the Garcia Brothers Circus used to set up shop in Manassas?
Yes, I remember the Garcia Brothers. I remember the Cole. What is it? The Clyde Beatty,
the Cole Brothers Circus. Yeah.
That was the one we had in Annapolis. Lots of little circuses.
A lot of things tour. Another thing that tours are like little theme, not a true theme park, but like a traveling carnival.
Okay.
And I maybe used to trust them. I don't so much anymore. Yeah,
they can be hinky.
There's a ride called the Zipper that they took out to. I think this is at a school fun fair in Los Angeles.
Also, maybe, a nickname of a baseball manager.
Who? I forget.
The Zipper, Don Zimmer.
Don Zimmer, that's right. Okay.
Yep.
So maybe before they get on the Zipper, they may want to maybe lubricate and tighten a few bolts.
Okay.
This is in Los Angeles. The car just fell off.
Alarming new video of a ride that malfunctioned at a school carnival last night in the Pico Union neighborhood. You can see some of the carriages nearly fully detaching, falling and slamming into one another on a ride commonly known as the Zipper.
Thank God it's going slow and it's not too high up.
Trapped for up to an hour, but somehow after seeing that video, no injuries have been reported. This was part of Bishop.
Can you start it from the beginning again so I know what to look at?
Yeah, Mike, no injuries were reported because dead people don't talk. Let's watch this again. Boom!
Oh.
Alarming new video of a ride.
Hi there.
Hi.
Wow, scary. Very scary.
Mm. Be aware. I mean, I've seen a lot of rides shut down in real parks.
Here's the one that terrifies me. Down. You're a theme park guy. Yeah, you're an amusement guy. The one where you swing on the chain link
The swings.
Seats.
Yeah. And
which
and
ought to be outlawed. I mean, that's just a chain link
Yeah, and you're sitting in a straw seat that's got the same quality made as a paper plate holder.
Right.
If your parents ever had those.
And you're going, you know, and if it detaches, you're...
Oh, you're gone.
Your hamburger. You're gone.
Yeah, right. And I believe at Busch Gardens it's called Der Wirbelwind. I think it's just called the Swings.
Give it a German name. That'll excite people.
Well, it is. It's in the German section of Oktoberfest in Busch Gardens, you know, the old country.
Very exciting.
All right, let's close with this. Mike, I'm sorry Josh isn't back with our coffee because a lot of people don't know this. Josh has been studying Japanese for years.
I can't wait to see this.
And this is the two Japanese gentlemen discussing, they're bilingual, they speak English as well, discussing how the Japanese use the word ka, if you were to spell it in English, K-A. They use it for a lot of things.
Okay.
Kido in Japanese. Ka. How about Tuesday? Ka. How do you say mosquito or Tuesday? Ka, ka, ka. Okay, how do you say mosquito or Tuesday or caca or a painter or gaga?
They're certainly having a good time, aren't they?
We will be back tomorrow with a brand new episode, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for all the wonderful super chats today. Keep them coming. Rob's got more sound effects you didn't get a chance to hear today.
Yeah,
so, got
to be generous to get them.
Every single day, ladies and gentlemen, we love you. Check it out. Share the episode. Smash the like button. MichaelMaraShow.com. Get you all your stuff. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Ka, 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 ka.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Lekker.
Peace be with you.
How about that?